How's it going, Dud?
Oh, are we going?
Yeah, it's live.
What's
we're live.
Up?
What's new with you? It's been like 4 weeks.
It has been a long time.
Yeah, dude. We were supposed to film 2 weeks ago, but I had a little bit of health issues. A new thing came up.
What?
I have extreme vertigo now.
Is that what happened? That's why you canceled last time?
Yep.
What extreme? Is that the scientific term or it's
vertigo?
It's
just vertigo. Oh, but yeah. I just like making it more intense.
The doctor's like, I'm sorry to let you know, you have extreme
vertigo. Yeah. You are not good.
You're going to fall over a lot.
So that's where I am. I think it's just health and not health, but age.
So what happened? Did you stand up and you're like, whoa?
No, I woke up and the whole room was spinning. It's like, you know, when you're like, you're hungover. I've never drinking before. and then the whole room is spinning, except you're sober and the whole room is spinning. And then you just throw up because you're like so nauseous and dizzy. It was weird.
If you think about it, the world is always, I mean, your room is always spinning.
Yeah. Technically,
we're spinning right now.
Yeah, like I think 100,000 miles
flat.
An hour.
Do flat earthers think that the flat earth like still rotates? Or does it like rotate like sideways?
Oh, no.
Or
not at all? It spins like this.
It spins like this. Yeah. Oh, that's what they think.
Yeah.
Really? Do you know that or you think that?
I think that.
Oh, yeah. I think that too.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, that'd be crazy. Because they think we're going to fall off. So yep. Yeah, it has to. They think we, unless they think we don't spin at all. I don't know.
So that's the big news.
I wrote a song.
You did?
Me and Alexis wrote our first song together.
Oh, is it a special occasion or what's up?
No, we just wanted to write I was going to make a song and then she was like, we should make a song together. And I was like, okay. So then I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, wow.
Because making a song is not cheap. So
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah, hop on. Let's do that.
Holy crap. What?
She's such a good singer, too. So like, we went to go talk to Michael Alvarado.
Uh-huh.
And he's helping us make the song. And I was like, okay, here's the goal. We want to make a song specific to us about our life and like what we've been through and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I want all the heavy hitting parts. She's going to sing it. And he was like, oh. And I was like, I just want to be there. And then like, I'm just like the bass. And then she's just like, boom.
Oh.
So she's just so good. And like,
can you give me like a sample? Like I have a verse that you sing or like a line?
I can give you the first line, what it's related to.
Okay.
So you remember when Alexis and I were just friends and then I hit her with the line and then I didn't talk to her again for 2 years?
Yes.
And you remember what that line is?
I don't remember the line. It was like, don't talk to me because you're with someone?
Something like that.
Okay.
So we were, for 2 years, Alexis and I were friends. We would DM very platonically. I would respond to stories. She would respond to story. We talk back and forth. I would try to flirt a little bit, and she would be like, "Oh, my boyfriend loves that too." And I was like, "Ha ha, who asked?" And stuff like that. So then, after like 2 years, I just unfollowed her.
Okay.
And she was like, she noticed I unfollowed her because apparently, like, I didn't watch her stories, and I'm always like, the first one.
Oh.
That's what she said.
Oh, she looks at her story viewers.
I guess, yeah, and I'm usually on there, and I haven't been on there for a while, so she checked, and she saw that I unfollowed her, and the line, and so then she said, why did you unfollow me?
Oh.
And I said this one sentence and didn't talk to her again for 2 years until we were reunited on a set.
And that is the first line of the song.
And that line was, I can't risk falling for someone who's not going to catch me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, let me think of something that's going to be, she's going to remember that. I was like, boom. And then she was like, okay, I understand. We didn't talk for 2 years.
Wow.
So now that the first line is related to that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said, I'm going to leave this here just in case, but remember me.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's what happened. So we made our first song. It's probably, we're like, we haven't even recorded it. We just wrote it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get in the studio. Michael's figuring out the sound. He's producing it.
Yep.
And then, once we figure out the
Holy
genre,
crap,
get
whoa.
The music, we're going to get
exciting,
in the studio
man.
And officially sing it.
Holy crap. That's
good. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear it.
I'm going to, I think it's probably going to come out like July. Hopefully.
Okay, tight.
Do you know how hard is it to, like, I can't remember because I've done songs way in the past,
sure.
To put it on Spotify and stuff.
Is it hard?
Is it easy? Like,
It's easy.
How do I have to, like, how do I make it so, like, if somebody plays it or something, then I get, like, paid for that?
Oh, that's a Michael Alvarado question.
Oh, okay. Sure. Is that, so you haven't done that?
I haven't done
like,
that.
So you're like fidget spinner song. You didn't have to like, if anybody plays it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't get copyrighted. It doesn't, you don't get paid for that.
If anyone plays it.
Yeah.
I think no, you have to set it to where you want or what platforms you want. Yeah. And if it's played there, you get revenue from
it. Yeah. I think just Spotify and YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And TikTok. Don't forget TikTok.
Michael said, oh yeah, TikTok. Michael said, he said, oh, if you wanna make it so like it's eligible to be in like the top charts on Spotify mm-hmm. or like on Billboard and stuff, and I was like, oh no. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I just wanna be able to play it and then somebody can't steal it and say it's theirs or be like all that stuff. I just wanna be like, okay, so I wanna get paid if it plays on Spotify, if somebody covers it, then like or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe I don't know.
Let's ask Michael.
Your wife does Tiny Plant Room. I was like, ooh, do you think she would want to do an acoustic version?
Yeah.
You think? Because it's not like a big song. She usually covers like timeless classic songs.
Yeah.
Or it's like top chart songs. So I was like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, ask her.
You think she would?
Yeah, ask her.
Okay, I'll ask her. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do one with her soon.
On Tiny Plant Room?
Tiny Plant Room.
You?
Yeah.
You too.
Two guitarists. It's
and
pretty cool.
Singing. Both of you?
Yeah. I'm like, you want me to sing? I don't know if I could sing. But speaking of you going to studio, I have a goal of mine next year.
Mm-hmm.
34 divided by 2 is 17. And 17 is when I loved emo music.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to make like a 5-song album, which
emo?
Is emo, like punk pop music. Because you remember in MySpace days, I made Indubitably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what? I kind of want to make a whole 5-song EP album of just like
official, mastered. Just
more yes.
Yeah.
So,
are you going to play the instruments too?
Huh?
You want to play the instruments?
Yeah.
Cool. All of them? Isn't it like emo would be a band? So
yeah.
So you would be like, you would do all of it.
I'd do all of it.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. I was like, okay, cool. So we'll see. Maybe I can ask Michael to help me with that too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dream of mine, man.
That'd be cool.
And then just be like, yeah.
Well, if you need any
backup singers?
Yeah. I'm not a good singer, but we could master it and make it sound like I'm a good singer.
Oh, my God.
I can't scream. You got the screaming.
Yeah, okay, got it.
We
got
to make it similar to Rivers.
You know, last year I didn't do anything for my birthday.
Same.
Yeah.
I do like a little dinner.
I mean, I ran like 33 miles, but I didn't like celebrate it like in a party or whatever.
Yeah.
I know what I want this year.
It's in August, right?
It's in August.
Wow. I'm surprised I remember that.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. What?
What? What do you say? No, I'm not going to perform a song. Yeah, no. It's going to be emo party.
Ooh,
everyone has to dress emo.
Ooh,
everything but emo team. The cake will be black.
Ooh,
everyone's gonna sing emo songs. This is gonna be like
you should set up a mini stage outside, just a small one, and then we can all be like
yeah. I mean, that'll be sick. I've never been to an emo party, but I thought that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. You have a lot of space in your backyard for like
a little
concert.
It'll be cool. And then
we can do karaoke, but on a stage.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
And I have like little like gifts in the front. It'll be like razor blades.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Kids? Are kids invited?
No kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Remember, down the highway, not across the street.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
that's what they used to say in MySpace.
That is what they remember. Not across the street.
I'm like, crazy. Dang, bro. But that'll be cool. That's a super cool theme party.
That'd be fun.
I don't know. It's just very on brand.
That'd you know, I saw a really cool party, but it's probably hard.
What?
It was this lady. It was her birthday, but she had like a 3D printer, so she printed all these shoes, and it was called the Same Height Party.
Oh.
So everybody would come, and she knew who was coming, and she would. Everybody was like, the tallest person was like 6 foot. So she made everybody's
be
6 feet high. So like, if you're like 5 foot, you'd get a foot tall
platforms.
Yeah. And then everybody's just at the same eye level. And it's
that
weird.
That is unique. That is sick.
It's weird for everybody.
Yeah.
It's weird for the 5 foot people. It's weird for the 6 foot people. It's like, whoa, everybody's at my height.
Yeah.
So it would be cool.
Yeah. Dang, bro.
I feel like it'd be dangerous though. Like, you fall over.
I freaking love theme parties, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing for your next year's birthday? You should make a theme one. Just because you and I didn't do anything this year. I mean,
yeah, we didn't. I don't even know. I think every time it gets to my birthday, I'm just like,
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a little dinner. That's like, always the plan. But I don't know.
Yeah, you should think of something.
I got psoriasis.
What's that?
It's like...
That's like a like mesothelioma kind of type beat, right?
I don't know, but I thought I had just like dandruff. And then I was like... But then it's like doesn't... It's not just dandruff. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Psoriasis. What is happening on my head?
It's not with your spine? I thought it was your... It
no,
like
that's
spine
that's
thing.
Scoliosis. Psoriasis is just like... It's pretty much super dandruff on your head.
Oh!
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, what? So, like, when, like, I'll be scratching my head and, like, a whole flake will come off. And I'm like, whoa, what? And so what? I looked it up. It's psoriasis. I was like, oh, okay. It's not super bad. I was like, what is happening?
So you self-diagnosed.
I just have the shampoo.
You self-diagnosed yourself with psoriasis.
Yeah, but it's pretty obvious.
It's...
If you look at it, it's like, oh, okay, that's not dandruff.
Psoriasis?
Yeah.
Dang, so it's winter in under there all the time. So if you take off your hat, it's white. No,
it's like, it's just, like, more, like... It's like snake skin
yeah.
on my head.
Yeah.
It's like I'm peeling snake skin. I'm like, whoa, yeah. this is gross and weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have the shampoo, but it takes like 3 to 6 months for it to work. I was like,
no freaking way.
I don't even remember. I remember looking it up. I don't know if it's genetics or like how you get it, but
yeah.
that sucks.
Well, dang. You know, the first 10 minutes of this podcast is us just talking about our age.
Yeah. And the song.
And the song.
I'm excited.
And the song. I'm this excited
is,
as you.
We've only written it, and it's the best song I've ever made.
No,
I've only
way.
Made like 5 or 6 songs.
Yeah, they're all bangers for sure.
And
I play it all the time. He
but
doesn't like it.
The thing about
like it
is those songs, I didn't really write them. People
yeah.
wrote them for me
okay.
or like I barely did anything for those songs. This one, we actually wrote it.
Damn.
And like it's our song, and it's... The best song, like it's by far the best song.
How long did it take for you guys to write it? Or what
3 hours.
Was 3 hours.
Yeah.
You just sat down, like, all
yeah.
right.
Probably not even 3 hours, probably like 2 hours.
What were you doing? Like, humming each line? Or?
Well, we met up with Michael, and
yeah.
then we told him our story. Like, we were like, okay, let's tell him our story, how we got to where we are, how we started, all this stuff. And he's like, okay. And he's like, ooh, I like that line.
Mm.
The can't risk falling if somebody's not going to catch me.
Yeah.
And he was like, ooh, I like that line. Can't risk falling if somebody's not going to catch me. I was like, okay. He's like, let's put that in. And obviously his musical brain, he just started playing on the piano and he put the first line in and we were like, whoa. And then we took it from there.
Dang.
And I was like,
bro.
Okay, let's do this. He's just so good at helping. He's like, okay, we need like a chorus, and like at this chorus we need it to be like this, or okay, we need something that says this and so it correlates to this, and like, and then we're like, okay, and then he would
wow.
tell us the prompt and then we would give it to him and he'd be like, whoa, and he's like, that's good, and
whoa.
We're like, okay, cool.
Dang, bro.
Yeah,
that's exciting, bro. Oh,
I'm so excited. I think it's gonna be a banger for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I got to figure out, because back in the day, I would do music videos.
Yep.
And the music videos would be like $10,000, sometimes $20,000
oh
for a music video.
No freaking way.
So I can't do that now. So I got to figure
no
out how
way.
To film a music video.
yeah. Back in the day, I just filmed.
Yeah, I think
like
I'm going to have to do something like that.
And then.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's
I think
crazy.
I'm going to go even more simple, like just pretty much just sync, lip sync to the camera.
VHS video.
Just lip sync to the camera.
Yeah.
And just be like, here's our song.
People like that.
Yeah.
You know what I realized I did not like, I don't like, that I've hated my whole life, actually?
What?
The afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
Like the hours between 12:30
yeah.
to 4:59.
Yeah.
It's just a drag,
wait, dude. 12:30 to 4:59. Why?
Because in the mornings, you know, you wake up, you have like things to do. You already know what to do. You have like, you set up your day.
Yeah.
You have like breakfast. You work
what
out.
What time?
Huh?
What time you get up?
7 usually.
Damn.
7:30.
Mine's usually 9 if I had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But because I have to work, it's like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do? You jumpstart your day, right? You go. You start. Like,
I usually,
you know,
lay in bed for 5 minutes with my eyes closed on my stomach,
yeah,
with my face in the pillow.
Okay.
And just telling myself, okay, here we go. Come on. Put your arms up.
Yeah.
And then I eventually go like this and I. And
uh-huh.
I'm up.
And
but I never want to get up. Yeah.
Oh. And then in the evening time, that's like your day to like, you know, decompress. You like, you know, reflect on the day. Like, all right, cool, bet. All right, let's wind down.
Mm-hmm.
The afternoon, it's more like this awkward edging part of the day where you're like, ugh. Because like after lunch, you get sleepy after lunch. And then
you have to try not to nap because then you can't sleep.
Yep, exactly. And then there's like happy hour. That's why they have happy hours, because like between 1 to 3, you get like 50% off. Because no one knows what to do during those times.
And you don't nap, right?
I don't nap.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I was just like, yesterday it was like 2 o'clock. I'm like, dude, the afternoon sucks, man. It just lingers.
You just gotta wait.
Yeah.
And then usually your wife's at work too, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well.
And your in-laws are gone, so it's just you in the house in the afternoon.
Like, dude,
bored.
What do I do?
Is that why you stream sometimes at like 12 or 1?
Yeah.
Because you're bored?
Yeah, I'm like, there's nothing to do, yo. Let's just try to get something done. I don't know. What do you do? Have you noticed how those hours just feel like just lingering?
Well, usually, other than streaming, I'll like stream at like usually 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But before that, I'm usually getting ready for that. And then also, if I had a choice, I wake up at like 10 a.m. If I don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
And then I try not to nap, because I saw this quote and they said, this guy, he plays the Punisher on Marvel.
Yeah.
And he was in freaking Walking Dead. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I don't.
John Berthall or I don't know. Well, he said, I don't trust people that take naps.
Why?
Because he's like, you're sleeping in the middle of the day while the whole world is moving around you.
Oh.
And he's like, you're just sleeping. And I was like, damn, I'm not taking no more naps.
Yeah, because when you sleep at night, everyone else is sleeping.
Well, the only problem is, the only time I'll take a nap now is if I had to get up super early for something, like a dentist appointment at like 7 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll take a nap. Or if I have to stay up for something at night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got a birthday party to go to, or oh, I have a date or something, and yeah, and I have to make sure I'm not tired during that. Mm-hmm. Then I'll take a nap. But other than that, no naps.
So what do you do in the afternoons if you don't nap?
I like to fill out my calendar.
Mm.
On my marker board. I have a big marker board at home, and I like to erase it all, fill it in all 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then usually like 1 or 2 weeks in, I'll redo it all. And then I'll move it back up to the top. And then I never look at it.
Oh, wow.
But I like to write it out.
Oh, wow. But so subconsciously, you're like, oh, okay, I think that seems right.
Yeah. I feel like if you write something out, it's more in your brain hole.
Yeah. What time is it right now? See, 10:30. It's still morning time.
Should we just do a podcast every day in the afternoon? Just to fill the space for you? I'm trying to help you.
I know, but I don't want to do anything within those times. Like, my energy is like low. Like in the morning, it's like high. You're like, woo. And then so, after lunch, you're like, because you know, like when we used to like do like spicy fruit and like wasabi downstairs, like between the hours of 1 to 3, you're like, woo.
Yeah.
You're just like trying to fill the void.
Dang.
I just realized it.
Have you pooped in every bathroom in your house?
I did. I have.
You have?
That's the first thing I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, how did you come up with so much product?
What do you mean?
To go to every bathroom.
I mean, I'm not
you just
all
did
at once.
One and then go in one.
It's like it's in the span of like a week.
Oh.
Yeah. Because okay, you have to bless the house somehow. And that's usually the way I bless the house.
Yeah.
I forgot who taught me that. But
have you slept in every room?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you did?
Except the back, the pool house.
Oh, you haven't slept there?
No.
I guess you
have. I napped there.
Does that counts. That counts.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I have slept in every room.
Yeah.
It's comfy. It's nice.
Hmm.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I don't know. But so in the afternoons, you hate that you have nothing to do, but you don't want to do anything.
I want to do something.
But you're too tired.
But I am like, my energy isn't as optimal and maximized as it was in the morning time. So it's kind of like this weird, like, middle energy that I have to conserve until the evening time.
And what time do you go to sleep?
Like midnight, 11 sometimes.
Damn, I don't know what time, man.
What?
I don't either, bro.
How
to solve this, but
I don't know.
I'm like, maybe you can sleep in longer, but then like, I'm sure you don't want to because you probably go to sleep at the same time as your wife and she has to work. What time does she get up?
She gets up at like 6:30.
Yeah, and then you're already kind of like.
And I don't want to go outside too because it's like maximum heat. So you're like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'm sure people listening and watching have the same problem or just realizing that's a thing. It's like it feels like I would call the afternoon
blues.
Purgatory.
Oh, purgatory. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, it's not morning. It's not evening. I thought about it for like hours yesterday. I was like, why is that a thing? I don't know. I really don't know to tell you.
Dang. Do you have any any new medical issues? We're getting to the age where at least one of us usually always does. I have psoriasis now.
I have vertigo now.
Oh, yeah, you have vertigo. I have psoriasis.
This freaking Schleizion sty is still here. Is it got smaller?
Oh, what is it?
Schleizion?
Yeah, it's still there.
Dang, bro. It's been
That's
there for
crazy.
Like a month. Yeah,
I thought I told you to pop it like last podcast.
I tried popping it. It's so hard.
It hurts?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, mine usually lasts, I've gotten probably like three or four in my life, and they usually last like 3 days. As soon as I get it, I'm like, oh, I flip my eyelid out. I usually try to pop
it. Yeah, yeah.
And then
this
and
one
then,
just hard. It just hardens.
How?
I don't know. I thought I popped it, but then I guess there's some extra fluid that hardened in there.
Wait. So if you don't pop your styes, which you're probably not supposed to, that happens.
Yeah, it gets hard. They call it a Schleizion.
And how long has it been? Wasn't that like a month ago?
It was a month ago.
Okay, so what did the doctor say?
I didn't go to the doctor.
So how long is it? Like, what if it never goes away?
I asked my other doctor.
Your wife?
No, ChatGPT.
Oh, okay.
It says like 3 to 6 months. It'll start like going down.
3 to 6 months?
That's what I'm saying.
Let's just cut it out right now.
No, we don't have medical equipment. I might get infected and worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah. 10 years ago, I would. I'd be so reckless. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Wait. So I just luckily, because I couldn't resist popping it, I'd never had a Sichuan.
Yeah, Sichuanion.
That's crazy. What?
Yeah, so this is what happens. So that's new. My dog's in the surgery right now.
Which one? Chopper?
Izzy. No, Chopper is fine.
Izzy, what happened?
She has bladder stones. So she's...
Is that worse than kidney stones?
Same thing.
Oh.
Except she just has like a over 1 inch bladder stone like that.
Yeah.
Like right here, so that cut it out. So let's hope she's okay.
Dude, we're getting to the age where kidney stones are a possibility.
Oh.
You know how that works?
Kidney stones?
Kidney stones.
What's a kidney?
Kidney stones are freaking... I think kidneys for peeing, right?
No, bladder is for peeing. Is kidney for peeing too?
Or, oh, kidney for like breaking down.
Oh,
stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. So kidney stones is like these little calcium deposits, mm-hmm. and they're little tiny rocks.
Yes.
But to get them out, you have to pee them out.
Oh, it goes through your pee-pee hole.
Yeah, it's not risk. It's not worth the like getting surgery to get them out. You just pee them out naturally. But I've talked to a lot of guys, a lot of friends, and they were like, oh, yeah, I had one. Oh, yeah, I had a couple. I'm like, what? And then I was like, how was it? Did it just like... And they're like, oh, yeah, it hurts. I was like, what? And they said you have to push and you have to try to beat. And it's just like a rock trying to get through a tunnel.
Yeah.
The rock's bigger.
Yeah.
So it has to force through. So it's scraping against the walls and everything.
Dude, I looked up videos of like the bladder stone surgery.
Yeah.
Just because I just want to know what happens.
Yeah.
It looks like a clove of garlic.
It's that big?
It's that big.
A clove.
It looks exactly like a clove of garlic.
A clove means like when you break apart it's the one piece.
It's the one piece that you peel off. It's like that big. You have to pee. I'm assuming that's because like anything smaller, you can just take antibiotics and it'll dissolve. But if it gets over 1 inch, the size of a clover, like a garlic clove, you have to like either surgically remove or pee it out. And that's how big. That's probably why it hurts. I hope we don't get it. How do you even get it?
I it's very like common though. It's like very common,
dude. I can't. You know how people hate. What's the thing? We go to a doctor. You turn 40.
Like finger in the BTU.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I know.
People are like, oh, I don't want to. I was like, why not? It's like, make sure you're healthy.
Yeah. What's it? Colon
cancer.
Prostate cancer. Prostate. Yo, chill.
Yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. What's I'm like double, that? Like double check.
Yeah, dude. That's good.
Let's get some more opinions.
Because I think prostate cancer runs in my family.
Oh.
Which I really have to like, you know, be careful. So sooner the better. I'd do it tomorrow if I could. I don't even know what a prostate is.
It's just a butthole.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I assume.
Yeah, I'm down. It's not gay if it's the index finger. If you do pinky, then it's like, oh, okay, you got something to tell us? But if you do index, it's okay.
This one?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a fistful. I'm serious. Like, go in there and scrape all the cancer out.
Okay, wait. What if he gives you an option? Which finger?
Thumb.
Thumb?
No, what's the
That's too
one?
Short.
I'd do thumb.
Thumb?
I think it's funny.
That's too... Oh, he'd be like...
Yeah. Yeah, just remind me. It's like a, I don't know. This is my memory here, but I used to watch Barney.
Yeah.
And then there's like this episode where it's like they put
Barney
the
got a prostate check?
No, it's like they put the fruit in the
oh,
the
plum.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, fruit. It's the same thing.
Like, oh, okay. What? So if he puts it in and he checks,
what?
Are you, and you're bent over the table, when he pulls out, are you going to go? He probably think it's funny.
Yeah, probably.
He'll probably be like, oh, my guy.
I'm like, oh.
Like, okay, your turn.
Ooh, how do you do that? How do you do that?
Wait, you just close your mouth. Like, close your mouth around it. You don't have to go hard. Just like.
Okay, got there it. You go. Right. Ooh, I was like, how'd you do that? Dang, bro. Age, what time is it? See, that's still, I feel optimal still. It's 10 o'clock. But as soon when as it's one, it's freaking like, bro, where's the blade? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, okay. No.
No, I'm like, oh, what'd I do, dude?
What do you guys do at one in the afternoons? Go ahead.
Okay, so I work on my business till 12, and then I work in my business in the afternoon.
You work in your business?
Yeah, so
I'm confused.
So when you say work on, you're working on systems, hiring, like big level stuff?
In the morning.
The biggest strategic thing you do. And then in the afternoon, you do in the business, so like filming, writing, like the actual work itself.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the mornings, I usually try to work out or something.
Yeah, I do. I do that.
Yeah, and then I never want to.
Why? Until you do it in the afternoon?
When I work out, it's like I'm like a robot. I'm like, I don't want to do it, but I'm just like, I just try to treat it like, oh, it's like breathing. Like, it's just something you have to do. Just get through it. You're not going to want to do it. Your brain's going to be trying to talk you out of it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the beginning.
Well, cool.
Yeah, and then after that, and then I just procrastinate a lot. You procrastinate?
In the afternoons, because it sucks.
Yeah, if there's something I have to do, I'll get everything, all these little tasks done just so I don't have to work on the big task. But then once I'm done with all the small tasks, I'm like, now I got to do the important one.
Damn one thing I realized.
What?
That I'm getting older. I freaking love to walk now. Walking is so fun.
I like our friendship because I DM him stuff. And like a lot of times we don't even respond. We'll DM each other. We don't even heart it. We don't thumbs up it. We're just like, oh, he'll think this is interesting while he's pooping. And then send it and he'll be like, oh. And then that's it. But I feel like most friends would be like, dude, you didn't even respond. You didn't even laugh at it.
Yeah, dude. Like, I see your stuff. I mean, it's a lot to watch.
Yeah.
Just like a minute already. I'm like, all right, I already watched it.
Now I have to
respond. You can just react. That's
what we mostly do. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just like
He sent me this video. It's a Japanese technique. It's how to walk optimally. Because in Japanese, they have this thing where if you walk 10,000 steps a day, it's pretty good.
It's good.
Because 10,000 in Japan is a character. It looks like this. It looks like a guy running. That's why.
Yeah.
It 10,000.
Yeah.
But what he sent me is you can optimize that in less time.
And barely any more effort.
Barely any more effort.
Yeah.
And the strategy to do that is for 3 minutes, you walk normally.
Mm-hmm. Just normal.
And then for the next 3 minutes, you walked at a very brisk power walking pace.
Yeah.
And you do that 3 times.
I mean, I could do it for like an hour.
I did that yesterday.
I'm like, why not?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And you get your steps in a lot faster and you're not even sweating.
Yes.
Like you walk briskly, but it's not enough to make you sweat or be out of breath.
Yeah, it's nice.
Like,
cause you know when you run sometimes and you're like, oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
And then when you're walking, you actually enjoy the walk. You notice things around you because you're not like noticing like your body fatigue. You're like, oh, I've never seen this bird before. That is so cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a street sign. When did that house get there? It's so peaceful.
Yeah. And then I would just set a timer for every 3 minutes. And then every 3 minutes you hear the ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me speed up a little bit. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, let me walk around.
Dude.
You know what I just realized? I think running and jogging is like if you want to go Super Saiyan, you do that.
Yeah.
But if you want to strengthen your base form, like
Base form,
you walk or Japanese walking method or you walk uphill.
That's
to raise your base level. But if you want to raise like if I'm fighting, I'm like, okay, so then I want to get Super Saiyan. But then my base level, that's important too.
So like, if you're saying if I walk for this for a year,
yep,
then all my other levels will be at that base.
Yeah. It's like Gohan. You know, Gohan's like, I don't want to rely on Super Saiyan. I'm going to do. That's what he did. He's like, I'm just going to do the Japanese walking method.
That's my goal. I'm going to walk every single day.
Yeah.
For 10,000 steps with that with 3x3.
I've never done it.
Try it.
It's good. I just sent it to you, but I want to try it.
Well, all I can say is we have to stay healthy.
Yep.
And hopefully I get a prostate exam soon. Because
so prostate exam, psoriasis, Szechuan sty,
vertigo.
Yeah. We have a lot of problems. All right, I think it's time, man.
For a vasectomy?
Vasectomy? No. Do you want to get one?
I mean, how does it work?
In like, the future, they just block off the... I think they just snip the part that the sperm can get to the...
Then how do you release the sperm? It's just going to... Isn't it just going to bubble up like this?
No. You still get rid of it. It's just... Oh, yeah, you're right.
I don't know. It's just going to fill up the ball sack. Also, why do we have stitches in the middle of our ball sack?
Yeah, that's...
A big stitch thing? You know that stitch? Yeah. I have one. You have one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oof. Because it's just... What? Is that a vein? No, it's a stitch. Yeah.
I don't know. Do you ever like look down and it looks like one ball?
I guess if it's like cold, just like one solid like this.
Yeah, but I think sometimes like, cause like most of the time it's like this. If it's hot, it's like this.
Mine's like this sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes like this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like this and it just looks like one.
Your stacks up like that?
Sometimes. Just like not really, but like kind of here. Where I'm like, it looks like one. Yeah.
Usually like one side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm it like, looks
weird. What about their balls?
But I probably am going to get a vasectomy eventually in the future. Because birth control, that's like the worst thing a girl can be on. Like,
yeah, that's
it's
so
bad.
Much, yeah.
Too much. It messes with your like.
Everything.
Everything.
Yep.
Your hormones, everything. It affects your skin, your
you
mood,
probably lose
your,
years of life too.
Yeah. So like we don't need that. So. Eventually, you're going to have to get a vasectomy if you don't want to accidentally have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
whenever you want to get it, I'll get with you.
Okay. So how many kids do you think, and then you would do it?
At least two.
Yeah, same.
At least two. Yeah.
My preferred is three kids, but then after that would be two.
Yeah.
After that would be four.
Okay.
And then after that is one.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
Never...
So I think after two, we'll talk about it.
Okay, tight.
And then we'll get it. I'll do yours.
I wonder
you do
how it works. I'm going to look it up. Because I'm just assuming they just cut the ball sack, and then they just
probably
stitch.
Slide something in.
Or like
I think they just
tie
gotta,
in,
and then
zip tie something. And then
no,
just...
they cut. Well, girls, they tie. Guys, they got to snip one of the veins so that it can't get out anymore.
Tight. Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's cool with me.
Let's do it. So you want to hear my song?
Yeah, please. Yeah, I was waiting for that.
So we wrote it, and then before we left the studio, we're like, let's just record it without any mastering, without any auto-tune, without even like knowing what the song is going to sound like. We'll just play piano and just see.
Oh, wow.
So I can't show you guys because I want you to see the final product, but I can show the scratch to you. Oh, wait. You think Alexis would want to be here for that?
Okay, show me later. Show me later.
Oh.
Show me later. It's cool.
Oh.
It's cool.
Yeah. Oh.
It's cool, man. You're still invited to my emo party.
Okay. Should I ask her? You think she'll be like, oh, yeah.
I don't think she minds.
You don't? Okay, I'll ask her just to make sure.
Okay, ask her.
That's what a good boyfriend would do.
Dang. You guys coming to my emo party? I'll invite you guys. Oh, yeah. Make sure to grow your hair out.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, emo party. Yeah, dude.
I'm not hello.
Hi,
I have to ask your permission for something.
Oh,
I wanted to play the song just for Roy and get his initial reaction to the scratch version of our song, but I was like, should I wait till Alexis is here for him to hear it so they wouldn't hear it on the podcast? Just Roy,
you can play it.
All right. Oh. Just being a good boyfriend, making sure.
Okay, we'll be there. I'm going to leave here in about 25 minutes.
Okay, baby.
Okay, see you.
Okay, see you. It's only a 15-minute drive, so you can, like, whatever.
You guys started the first podcast?
Yeah, we're like, halfway through.
Oh, okay.
Okay, darling.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye. Oh, it's
permission
time.
Granted.
You're about to hear it. Oh, are you ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Put it in my ears.
Okay, I put it at like, I just clicked this up volume once, and now you just gotta press play.
Oh my god! Oh my god, here we go.
Okay, we gotta make sure first you take, can't hear it take. on the thing.
Here we go.
But I wanna hear your reactions though.
Okay, okay.
So just talk loud. It's probably the bottom. You think?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's me.
Are you crying when you see this?
No, but it does kind of sound like it. It's very heartfelt.
Whoa. I hear your emotion while you, every word. Whoa.
Yeah?
This is sick. Oh, wait, it stopped. Okay. Shoot.
Her part's good. She's such a good singer. It's crazy. Here we go. This is her response.
Ooh. Whoa. This is talk about.
Yeah,
the
our
beginning.
Our story, yeah.
Before
yeah.
we got together. Whoa! Okay.
That's right. Good, yeah.
That's good, that's good.
Yeah.
Holy crap, dog. I was like, damn, like knowing your lore already, like, whoa.
It's very us.
Yeah, I'm like,
I feel like it's just good, man.
Oh, man,
it's
I can't.
It's good.
And that's the scratch, too. Can't wait for the whole one. The scratch is already pretty litty.
I'm so excited. In July, guys. In July, you're going to hear it.
July.
It's the best song I think I'm ever going to make.
Wow.
If it does super well, we'll probably just keep making songs because she's just such a good singer. But we got to see how it does. But I freaking love this song.
Has she ever thought about making an album?
She should. Like she's so good, right?
Like an EP album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you need a girl singer... She's definitely down if you
want to,
yeah, because like freaking Paramore, Hayley Williams, yeah. If you need somebody like that, if you do a song like that,
ooh.
She got you.
Okay, all right, I'll get some features,
When she's freaking, yeah, when she sings, I'm like, whoa, but then when you hear it back, it's like, damn, she's so good.
Oh my God, okay, I'll get her probably for track 3 called My Birkenstocks Have Fallen in the Water, so this is where I fall for you.
Okay.
I'll get her for that one.
She's so good.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so man, I'm so nervous about it. I haven't made a song in
this will make me want to freaking make a freaking emo song and stuff, yo. Damn, we have a guitar. We don't. Oh man. Hey, if anyone wants to buy a building, by the way, the buyer just backed out because he didn't do his taxes this year, so the bank couldn't give him a loan. So building is back for sale. So we have this podcast room for the time being.
Yeah, we were supposed to in the last podcast we're like, hey, this will probably be the last
Yeah, it's not. He backed out. But you know, it happens.
So
things
we
fall
have
through.
So before it's like escrow and like finding somebody that's interested and then going through escrow, how long is that whole period?
60 days.
So it's only 60 days. So by the time when you find somebody and they want it, then we have 60 days from then.
Yeah, 2 months. Yeah.
So then altogether it's probably 3 months because they have to come and look at
yeah.
it and talk
hopefully,
about it.
Hopefully.
And then you go into escrow. So we have it for at least 3 months now.
Yeah. So that's until what, August?
Yeah.
Okay,
so your birthday.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that'll be a cool birthday gift.
I'm surprised neither of us have had to utilize this space other than for the podcast. Because it's just such a big space not being used. And like, there's so much parking and stuff. You'd think that one of us would be like, hey, can we use that for something?
Like, oh, yeah, that's true.
We don't need it for anything.
I mean, oh, crap, dude. You know what? I canceled the power. So probably won't have power next month.
Uh-oh. How much is power?
However much you use.
Do we use a lot? Oh, that alarm goes off whenever we're not here. So
yeah.
It's like 24/7.
I mean, it's freezing it now, so probably not that much.
Yeah, it's probably barely anything. Yeah.
I'm just saying, we have no power unless I call him back, but then that would be like an initial startup fee again. That's the power right now. It's going to turn off. Yeah, actually.
Well, what do we do after kids? Because, you know, we both are excited to be dads and like,
yeah.
Oh, let's be, oh, can't wait to have, you're already married. I want to get married and have kids. Then what?
What do you mean, then what?
Like, what do you look forward to after that?
Your kid's life.
Yeah, but like.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you're a kid and then you have to take care of the kid, but then you, it's like a new purpose. You take care of the kid.
Yeah, you take care of the kid, but then what's the next thing? Like, other than that, you're taking care of your kid, then what? Just business?
What do you mean?
Just like, what do you focus on after you have a kid? Then you're raising your kid. That's in your life now.
Uh-huh.
But then what are you? Because, like, before you get married, you got to find the one.
Yep.
Then you find the one, then you get married. And then it's like, okay, we're married now. Uh-huh. So there's nothing after that.
Yeah, there is your kid.
No, I mean in the marriage realm. Like once you're married.
Yes.
And there's no other level.
Of marriage?
Yeah. So then
emptiness.
Emptiness. So then you have
empty nest.
Empty nest.
Empty nesting.
Oh, so then after you have kids, you said emptiness. Like, oh yeah, for sure. So you have kids and then you just look forward to them like leaving. You're like, get out.
Yeah. Okay. So that way you have
and then retirement.
Refreshing. Yeah, retirement, empty nesting, retirement. But in the middle, you have to enjoy their field trips and travel with them and just getting them prepped for college.
But is there any new goal? Like, it's like, okay, you're gonna be a good father, you're gonna raise your kids, but what's next? It's just empty nest.
Empty nesting, I guess.
Yeah.
Retirement.
So you have kids and then 18 years, just work, take care of the kids, all that stuff. And then you guys.
I could be a full-time dad. And honestly, that would be sick. Oh, yeah. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
That would be like, yo, let's go. Like,
freaking.
I'll show you all I know. Do your best.
If Alexa got a freaking movie, like she started going crazy in movies and then we were sustained money-wise.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right.
That's a cool job. That's the best job ever. I'd be like, all right, let's go. What do you want to do? Go here. Okay. What do you want to learn? I feel like that's the new purpose.
Yeah.
How about that? That's the new goal, is be a full-time dad.
That'd be cool. Yeah, but like we're going to be dads. But so growing up, I was like, okay, got to go to elementary school, got to go to middle school, got to go to high school, got to go to college.
Yep.
Didn't do that. But then you have to start working. And then you have to find the one. Mm-hmm. And then you get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's done. Relationships. Okay, there you go. You did it. And then you have kids. Okay, there you go. You did it. I got my parents a house. That was driving me for a long time.
Yep.
And then I was lost for a little bit. And so now, I don't know. I just always like to have a future goal. I'm like, okay, what's next? What's next? What's the next big thing?
I don't know. You didn't think this far ahead, huh?
No.
I don't think a lot of people do.
I guess I'll just focus on probably getting married first.
Yeah.
That's the next step.
There we go.
I just focus on the next step.
There we go.
Don't worry about the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's just have a kid. And then make sure, get them through school.
Mm-hmm.
And then go on trips with the kid. That's it right now.
Do you have a preference, boy or girl, or no?
I don't.
No.
Maybe a girl, because guys are gross.
Guys are gross, but you have a lot of guys running your family.
Yeah.
And then what about her family?
Guys. A lot of guys.
How many
in
siblings
her
she have?
Like four, I think.
Four?
Yeah.
She has more than you and her family, the kids?
Yes.
Oh, and they're all guys?
No, they're half-half, actually. But they're cousins. Her cousins are all boys. And she has a lot of cousins. She has, like, 20 cousins.
I think
so.
I would be happy with either, but it'd be cool to have a boy first.
Mm-hmm.
And then a girl, if possible.
Oh, a girl will be more responsible, too, if you have an older girl, right?
Yeah, I was thinking more, like, protecting-wise. Like, it's like older brother protects you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But the girl could protect them too.
The girl could too. Yeah.
Especially if I have a girl and then show you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, teacher.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like the girl would protect you. And I was like, wait, that's not what kids are supposed to do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I'll teach your kids. I'll teach your kids a box. Discount. I'll give you a discount too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man.
How old? When can I start training them?
I think three is a good
three
time.
I can? Okay, yeah. I just show them the basics.
Yeah.
So that they can, like, their bodies can mold into, like, superior beings.
Okay.
Because they're like, oh, if you like, you know, like I had a lot of friends didn't work out when they're younger, and then they start working out when they're older, and then you can, they look different because they didn't, their bones didn't set into like an athletic
just
build.
Like walking, yes.
Yeah.
The base.
So if you start working out late, by the time you're done growing.
But you're not supposed to work out when you're young, right? Because
yeah,
it'll hinder
I mean,
your.
I mean, not like lifting.
Okay.
Because then it like hinders your joints, your growth.
Got it.
But I think you can do other stuff.
Okay.
Like I'm definitely going to put my kids into like gymnastics.
Oh, for sure.
Because so they can just like have superior control over their bodies at a young age.
Flexibility is freaking underrated, man.
Yo.
I'm definitely teaching my kid how to swim.
I wish I knew how to backflip. All my kids are going to know how to do a backflip.
Just randomly?
I wish I could. Like I never learned how. I never tried it. I never practiced it.
You
but
think
my
it's too
kids,
late?
Yeah.
Man.
I think it's too late. Just the safety, the injury prone.
That's true. Because
like, my body, it's like I said, my body didn't get used to that. It wasn't used to like doing all that.
Yeah.
So it didn't set into that. So if I try it now, it's all
wrong
wrote.
Move. It's freaking scoliosis again.
Yeah.
Where it's psoriatica?
Psoriasis. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Dang.
All right.
How are you feeling about streaming now? Like, are you still as excited as you were at the beginning?
No.
So what are you thinking? You're done with it? Or you're like, whatever?
It's whatever right now.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't think it's cool. Like, the community is great. I like talking to the chat and everything. But I don't think the amount of time I put into it is worth the outcome of what I get out of it.
Yeah, it's a long game for sure.
I know. I'm like, do I want to do that long game or should I divert to something else?
Do you have an idea of what something else could be?
Guava juice.
Oh, go back to guava juice.
Yeah.
And just because right now we're both just like not fully present on our YouTube channels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's been like that for a while.
I'm like, well, I have that. Okay. Here's my thought. You know, I spent a lot of these afternoon purgatories just thinking, like, what should I be doing? Because I feel like I've been kind of in that question ever since we kind of, like, dismantled, like, Spicy Fruit. I'm like, all right, let's try everything. And now that we're talking about the base, the walking base, we both have that base. It's just a matter of growing it more, you know?
Yeah. The thing I'm scared about with YouTube is like we could put all our energy into it and just be like and then start doing well and then everything changes, the algorithm changes or another Mr. Beast comes in and changes the whole game. It's like, oh, now you have to do this stuff. And it's like, dang it.
But
and that happens a lot on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. But my mindset now, it's like the old YouTube is gone because everyone grew up. But there's a new generation that'll keep coming.
Yeah.
So might have just, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is I feel like I have to make content that I used to make for the old generation, for the
new generation. It's a modernized guava juice.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be those people who need that inspiration.
Yeah.
Because what I've noticed now, whenever I go to places, like all the fans are old.
Yeah.
And they always say the same thing. Thanks for my childhood. Yeah, thanks for my childhood. Yeah. I'm like, damn. I didn't realize I made that much of an impact in their childhood.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's I'm like super happy. Like they're so like happy and thankful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, can I do that for the next generation?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Do it again. I freaking went to the mall for Memorial Day just because Alexis needed something, but we didn't realize it was Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So we went there and it was packed.
Which mall did you go to?
Galleria, Glendale Galleria.
Oh, yeah. I like that
and
one.
And I was like, it was packed. And I probably took over 100 pictures
in
2 hours. Yeah.
No way.
And like, she would go into a store and then me and all the other guys would be standing outside waiting for our other girls. It was so funny. Every time she went into like a girl store, like garage or something, there'd just be like five guys standing outside and I would just join them and we'd just not talk, just stand next to each other and just bored. And then every time that happened, like probably 10 times, she'd go in a store, I would wait outside. And because there's no chairs, I don't know why they don't do that for the boys or why don't they have like a boyfriend
or husband
section to sit down.
I usually sit like in next to a mannequin.
Pillar.
That's probably
I would sit outside. And then every time she'd come out after like 20 minutes or something, I would be surrounded.
Oh, no way.
And just taking pictures.
Oh.
And my face, my smile is slowly fading, not because I didn't like it, but because my face gets tired. And I'm like, dang. And I was live streaming, so I was like, dang, guys. And then I'd be like, what's up? And then they'd be like, oh, yeah, thank you. And then they would leave, and I'm like, damn, guys, my face is tired. Hey!
Aw.
Yeah, so, yeah, all the it was interesting. I think with streaming.
Yeah, how is streaming for you? Is it still...
It was super exciting the first like 2 months.
Yeah, of course.
Now we're like 4 or 5 months in. It's still, and this is where you have to settle in and be like, okay, this is a long, this is not just like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So I'm still getting into it. I think I just need like an expert to come into my setup and just like, boom. And I'll be like, look, I'll pay you. You come in, just be like, okay, you should have this, you should do this, you should be using this here, let's maximize this, let's do this, like, oh, I'm gonna change it so when you go here it does this and all this stuff. I don't even know how to go from desktop to IRL in the same stream.
Oh,
so I gotta learn that. And then there's just so many, there's always another thing to learn, and I suck at that. So I need an expert to come in, or somebody that's just like, oh, they know everything Twitch related, like like Kai Sana, JC, Aisha Speed, they all have somebody that is just like, they come in and they do everything. Like JC, he'll go and like rent an Airbnb for like a week and do like a week subathon.
Mm-hmm.
But then he has a guy that comes in and moves his whole setup into that Airbnb, sets everything up, makes sure everything's good. He films for him if he needs
that's
it.
That's JC.
Yeah, I think I got to ask JC. And
like, I don't want like your guy, but does he have any recommendations?
Yeah, does your guy have a guy? Yeah. I think that's what I got to do. I got to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of stuff planned this summer.
Yeah.
That I think is going to help with Twitch a lot.
Mm.
So I think I have plans. I have ideas.
Yeah. I think I have an idea what to do.
You do?
Yeah.
With Guava?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I want to get back into vlogging.
You should.
Yeah, I feel like that was cool. Because, like...
I don't think people vlog now. Do people still vlog?
I don't know.
Right? I don't know.
Well, it's because streaming is the new vlogging. It's just, like, the highest form of vlogging.
Yeah, that's true.
It's streaming. IRL streaming.
Yeah.
And, like, they get the raw footage. They get the raw thoughts, the raw reactions to things.
Yeah.
So, I have been, like... I just got to get my IRL things, like level up that. You know, there's a freaking backpack. Everybody's always like, you got to get the IRL backpack because my freaking service will drop or something when I'm IRLing. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
And so that's like your own personal Wi-Fi or like service.
Yeah.
So that you can't drop. Oh, yeah, I got to get that. And then.
That's expensive, though. Look, the price of those is like $3,000.
Yeah. Right? Well, I saw somebody said you can get like the base form for $1,000. But then Aisha Speed and all the big streamers, they have like $20,000, $30,000 backpacks.
Oh, my gosh, dude. I mean, that's business expense.
You probably need that, especially international. You probably need that. Yeah. But yeah, I think eventually I want to save up, get like a backpack. I just got to. It's hard because, you know, when I first got into daily vlogging, I had Fousey there.
Yeah.
And I could just see what he's doing. And I'm like, oh, that's what he does. That's how he films. Oh, he uploads every night. Oh, this is how it works. And so I'm a very visual learner. So I don't have that where I'm just with somebody all the time. But I don't know.
Why do you stream?
Spent everything I pretty much everything I had on Wasabi Productions, so I gotta do something. I did, you know, I sold my house and everything for freaking Wasabi Productions.
Aww.
So I was like, oh, and you know what I miss the most from that house is the speakers in the ceiling.
The speakers on the ceiling?
Yeah, because in my bedroom, I listen to rain music when I fall asleep, but I used to be able to put it on there. It felt like I was in a storm. And now I'm like, god damn it. And but yeah, so I'm just trying to get back to, I want to get married. I want to be able to provide a wedding for the wedding she deserves. I want to be able to, like, kids. So that's why I'm trimming, yeah.
Nice.
Trying to get back on track with
reason,
that.
Good reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm streaming.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, just to fill the afternoon void, I guess.
Yeah. But I think we're still figuring out streaming. I feel like we're both going to be like, ooh, or like you're going to feel it and be like, oh, yeah, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And like, this is what I'm going to do with streaming. It's a new. But yeah, that's all I want to do. I just want to be a husband and a dad. So everything I do, every choice I make is for that.
Yeah.
Is to like provide for the future.
I'm just trying to figure out where that energy came from back in the day, where like with youth. The youth,
yeah.
Fudge, man, yeah. That's gone.
Yeah,
bye. So that's why we need. Where do I tap into?
Yeah.
To freaking get that motivation again.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, where are you, bro? We both are. We were on like or yeah, something. I don't know like, what we're doing.
Go, go, go! I think it was just new and like all the views and all everything's new and it's like, oh, California, oh.
Yeah, I mean, even when I didn't get views, I still was just, God, this is good.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
I don't know. Well, you had a team too, so it's probably a little easier to delegate. Now you have to do everything, and you have to decide everything, and you don't have like.
Even when I was by myself, like yeah. The beginning of Guava Juice, I was just like, wah,
wah, wah. Yeah.
Well, I had a reason. I had to survive.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Yeah. So I'm like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Ugh. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Life is long. Life is very long.
Yeah.
I mean,
we got it. I gotta get married. You gotta have a kid. Then that way, I'm a visual learner. I gotta watch you have a kid. And I'm like, oh, that's how you do it. Dang, you know, when you got married, did you have any like brands, like sponsors or anything with your wedding?
No. Wait. No. No free stuff.
Dang. I would love to have somebody sponsor my wedding.
That'd be so sick. You probably can.
I told Alexis, I was like, hey, if Jollibee sponsors our wedding, but they say we have to have the mascot officiate us, is that cool? And she'll be like, no.
She said no mascot.
And I was like, well, how much would they have to pay us to let the mascot officiate our wedding? And she was like, it has to be a lot.
Dang. Because that's like, going to be forever.
I was like, 100,000? She's like, no. And she was like, well, can we have them officiate it? And then we have another guy come in and we do it again. I was like, nope.
No way. So
she was like, okay, I think 400,000, maybe 500,000, then we're good with that.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good deal.
I was like, damn, like I would love to have just Jollibee cater. If they sponsor the wedding, but we have to let them cater, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, Jollibee, that's all you get.
You hit him up.
Yeah, they made wasabi fries at one time.
They did?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. All right. I think this year, I keep saying this in my mind, this year is just like, a warm up,
yeah,
because 2026, if things happen in cycles of 10 years, 2026 is where to go. You think about it,
2026 vertigo.
No, 2026 is where to go.
Oh,
because think about it. 2006, what happened? We started the channel,
yeah.
2016, what happened? We both blew up,
yeah.
2026, what's gonna happen?
Oh, yeah, 2016, is that when we blew up?
Yeah.
No, I think we, wait.
Well, 2012 was Rolanda, but then when we broke up, we both grew exponentially more.
Yeah. So we were together for 10 years. We started, we blew up, then we separated, blew up again. Oh, you're right, it is.
Intervals of 10 years. That's just my guess. I would like to manifest that, but that's just my theory on things. And life is cycles.
Yeah.
Things just repeat itself.
I would love to do, like, international IRL streaming, but couples, like me and Alexis, we just go somewhere and I just IRL, so like sick. Go to the Philippines, first time bringing her, IRLing, yeah, and yeah. That would just be my job.
Yeah,
so that would be cool. I want to get there.
I mean, if you think about it, dude, what's this year? 10 years ago, 2015, that's when you started vlogging.
Yeah,
like first started vlogging with the chinchilla, with that camera,
yeah,
with the flip out camera.
Yeah, I start vlogging before we split up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I think I just started. Yeah, because I remember right before we broke up, Fousey and Lauren came into the picture.
Mm.
And then we were just hanging out all the time.
Yeah.
And then we split up. So I feel like I didn't super start getting serious on vlogging until we broke up. And then I was like, all right, this is all I got. Like,
yeah.
Like, so I'm not we'll trying see. To. I was just so in the duo mindset for 10 years. So it was hard to split off from that, but I didn't really, because I had Fousey and then I had Lauren and Aaron.
Wow.
So somebody's always in the video with me, because I think growing up with you, it tailored like I'm better reacting or like bouncing off somebody than I am by myself.
Yeah.
So that's why streaming is new. I'm like, oh
yeah. It's just that's a warm up.
Yeah.
So if you ever feel lost in life, think about 8 years ago, 10 years ago, see what you did.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay. It's just the replica of that. Things will get better. I don't know.
And then empty nest.
Empty nesters.
Emptiness.
Emptiness.
Yeah.